Using solar power to produce clean water isn't anything new, since even camping catalogs offer water heating for showers. Electrical engineering professor Chaocheng Gan says his work with his grad students is different because it's both solar power to heat the water and a new way to cool that cleaned water for use. The U.S. Army has a contract with Gan's team for $1,400,000 and a 2-year delivery time. The professor says he has some grad students from places where potable water shortages are common. Gan says it can happen in first world countries, citing 2017 in Puerto Rico.
FEMA admitted that their rescue effort was failed because the rescue resources cannot be delivered. So the ground transportation was broken. So we aim to provide such a device for individuals. They can provide the rescue water to meet their daily needs.
Gan says this water treatment system could mean major changes in some societies, since it would mean women and children can spend their time on education rather than having to travel for hours to bring water back home. It's part of a series of various technology changes like solar stoves and solar lighting, which are making big changes in poverty-ridden societies. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.